Just a quick taste of Rashi before we go on our way and get ready for Shabbat. In the sixth Aliyah, we find out about Nimrod. Hu haya gibor tzayid lifnei Hashem, al ken ya'amar ken Nimrod gibor tzayid lifnei Hashem. We all feel like we know Nimrod. We've known him since we were kids. We know all the stories about Nimrod, the warlord, what he did to Avram. But the Pesukim don't say anything. This is what we hear about Nimrod. He was a great hunter, lifnei Hashem. And actually says it twice. So he's a great hunter, lifnei Hashem. What does that mean? So Rashi tells us what we all know, of course. Sad da'atan shabriot befiv, umat'an limrod b'makom. He actually ensnared the minds of people. He trapped people into thinking bad thoughts about God. And he caused them to rebel against Hashem. So how do we understand lifnei Hashem? Mitkaved naknito apanav. Which basically Rashi says it's mi lifnei Hashem. Gibor tzayid mi lifnei Hashem. It would trap people from coming close to God. This is what we all learned, that it also jives well with the other tzayid in the Chumash. Who is the other tzayid in the Chumash?
Esav.
Esav, Rashi says the same thing. Right? Tzayid befiv, he would trick his father Yitzchak. But Rashi's not the only game in town. You should just know. The Ibn Ezra understands differently. The Ibn Ezra says, lifnei Hashem is what it sounds like. Is that Nimrod was a great hunter. What did he do with his game after he hunted an animal? He brought it as a korban, lifnei Hashem, like the Pasuk implies. Just know the Emek Davar, the Nativ, kind of tries to fuse the two. He says that Nimrod actually was a very violent, aggressive individual. He was like a warlord. But everything that he did was really Ritzon Hashem. He was almost a tool, like a sword, that Hashem used in order to shape the world as he saw fit. Shabbat shalom.